USA Radio News. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany this weekend to discuss the war in Ukraine. The delegation will meet with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group said in a joint statement that the Senate stands united in its support for Ukraine. U.S. officials have confirmed that Russia launched hypersonic missiles against Ukraine last week. The launches were likely intended to test the weapons and send a message to the West about Russian capabilities. The town of Carbon, Texas, has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres and destroyed 86 homes about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
All this is material things, but it's still heartbreaking, and we're just hoping to rebuild.
Officials there say the wildfires are now about 30% contained. Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 11 Texas counties. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children, and at least one person killed outside of a car show raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. This is organizer Wallace McGee.
We did this here for 16 years without a problem. You know what I mean? And we want our community to come back. We're going to get through this.
A federal judge says a Kentucky county clerk violated two same-sex couples' rights back in 2015.
Kim Davis was the clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, when the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, but the devout apostolic Christian denied issuing licenses to same-sex couples, citing her religious beliefs. The next step is to decide whether she is on the hook for legal fees that have accrued into the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last several years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Maryland is the first state in the nation to suspend its gas tax to help drivers save money. Governor Larry Hogan signed legislation putting the state's 36-cent per gallon gas tax on hold through April 16th. Hogan says the bipartisan tax holiday is possible because the state's prudent fiscal steps resulted in a record budget surplus. SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for this week's upcoming confirmation hearings.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process is obviously picked over for the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A major storm system is in the forecast for much of the country later this week. Brought on by the seasonal change from winter to spring conditions, severe weather is first expected to show up tomorrow afternoon in parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, then reach into the Tennessee Valley Tuesday night and into the coastal Carolinas region by Wednesday and Thursday. The storm could bring damaging heavy winds, rainfall, possible tornadoes, and flooding conditions throughout those regions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.